Hello gamers, and welcome to Is This Game Queer? I'm your host Leo, and I love video games and overthinking things. In this episode, we fight our way out of the underworld as we answer the question, is Hades queer? Beware spoilers for, well, pretty much the entire game. Hades is a roguelike game by Supergiant Games, with a rather complicated storyline between all the fights. It came out of early access in September 2020, and it's available for PC and Nintendo Switch. In Hades, you play as Zagreus, the son of the god of the dead, who is fighting his way out of the underworld for a goal that becomes clearer as the game progresses. By nature of the roguelike genre, you will die a lot. However, these deaths are tied into the story of the game, and as such, there is very little conflict between the gameplay and the story. First, the good. This game is very replayable. Well, it's supposed to be played multiple times. Even just getting to the end credits requires several full clears of the entire game. However, it takes this further than many roguelites. Besides randomizing most of the contents, Hades also allows you to adjust the challenge level yourself. There is a god mode, which increases your resistance to damage every time you die, up to a whole 80%. Or you can use a more difficult mode, if the normal mode is not challenging enough for you. In addition, after clearing the game initially, you get access to the Pact of Punishment, which allows you to add more harder conditions to the gameplay. The game has excellent writing and many interesting characters, including most of the main Olympian gods, and of course, Zagreus and other Cactonic gods. There is tons of dialogue, which is often adjusted based on what you have accomplished in the game, and I have not yet seen the same dialogue play out twice, even after 60 plus hours in the game. As most of the dialogue only happens between runs, this almost rewards death because, well, there were times when I was tempted to die on purpose just to further the dialogue tree of a particular character. This makes the inevitable failure sting at least a bit less. Then, they're not so good. The game is challenging, and it can get frustrating at times, especially if, like me, you get stuck on the final boss with several different weapons and can't get any new bounties because they are locked behind. Well, the final boss. Being able to switch weapons slightly helps this, but it doesn't do much when you are stuck with multiple weapons. Story-wise, I really dislike the treatment of Hypnos as a character. He is one of my favorite characters, so I'm biased here, but it seems basically everyone besides Zagreus treats him like crap. His own mother won't speak to him, and his brother reminds him he's replaceable if he doesn't get better at his job. This gets somewhat better as you improve your relationship with the various characters, and Hypnos also gets better at doing his job. But even so, it really doesn't feel good that he has to earn the approval and affection of his own family. It often feels like the others don't even remember that Hypnos is a god in his own right, and simply see him as another shade serving the house and not doing very well at it. Likewise, many of the characters, especially Zeus and Hades, can get really frustrating, especially as you get further in the story. But, well, Greek gods were never exactly saints, so this is to be expected, really. And finally, the queer. Since this is a game about Greek gods, it's no surprise that everybody is basically bisexual. Most of the Olympic gods flirt with Zagreus in one way or another. Ares makes very admiring comments about Thanatos. And of course, the player as Zagreus can romance both Thanatos and Megaera in the same game without anybody really minding anything. This is really nice to see in a game with romance options, as most of them will turn to jealousy, while here you can actually have a polyamorous relationship where everybody is aware and quite happy with the state of things. Even the other characters are completely fine with all this, often commenting on your relationship with Thanatos or Megara, or both, depending on how you have played the game and the relationships. Furthermore, the player is not the only queer in the game. The most explicit example of this is the relationship of Achilles and Patroclus, who you can help reunite in the afterlife once you get far enough in your relationship with them. Also, the character of Chaos is non-binary in the game and is explicitly referred to, well, not by that word, but as outside the gender binary, as Nyx refers to them as her parent. Basically, this is a game of very pretty people, many of whom are very aware that the others are pretty. If you ever wanted a game where you can fight your way through hell and back, and then fuck a god or two, well, Hades has all that. All in all, Hades is a very enjoyable game, and it's my favorite game of 2020. As always, thank you for listening to me ramble. In the next episode, we take a brief vacation as we look at One Night, Hot Springs.